Dear Duke Thomas Wakefield, I much appreciate the invitation to the racetrack for opening day. Despite the proletarian element present at the event, the grand spectacle of the once wild stallions and thoroughbreds galloping across the freshly groomed track eclipses the uncouth rowdiness of the sweating masses of working-class would-be rioters. I must, however, decline your invitation due to your deplorable behavior in recent weeks. At our annual heralding of the thaw dinner party, I was disgraced when you compared my manservant's tea-soaking method to the manner in which you lowered your scrotum into the mouths of Oxford students during your tenure as Dean of Debauchery. When you further regaled the guests with stories of your colored career in academia, with tales of the time you lockpicked the doors of the scientific testing facilities, absconded with the sexual organs of multiple species of female primates, and hurled the plump masses of flesh through the windows of the Cambridge dormitories, shouting, "That's the closest approximation you will ever have to carnal relations with the fairer sex, without permission from His Majesty and a subpoena," I was near struck ill. Experiencing your degenerate behavior at the New Year's Carnival during our tour of the New World was bad enough, but hearing about your stuffing of the bird with a pork-based meat spur during the union of my dear daughter Margaret Catherine and her most beloved Sir John Remington Montgomery was humiliation at its utmost. I almost expelled the libations of the reception's opening toast when you claimed that your filthy member was long enough to peer from the Louisiana turkey's mouth when inserted through its rear cavity during your honorary speech at the ceremony to cement the pure romance between dearest Marguerite and her dashingly handsome Sir John Remington Montgomery, who was awarded the gem from the royal cache for his conquest of the South Asian mountain geese and the flocks of despair heralding Pushtan duck that once plagued the queen's conscripts in the land between the rivers. But that is not the worst of all. Your constant need to drag me away from the amicable conversation at social gatherings and catapult me into the throes of orgasm with your massive, throbbing phallus is a most obnoxious habit. As I have made it clear on a number of occasions, blasting through my pink gateway of innocence with the blasphemous flesh batter for hour on end, forcing me to scream, "Oh, Duke of Somerset, conqueror of Portuguese Normandy, recognized philosopher of legal theory, and esteemed poet laureate of the Welsh, Cornish, and Manx provinces. Oh, tenured master of the natural world and missionary to the rogue Celts, Blackfoot, and Tibetan Patrick's Wakefield. How you titillate my loins while I quiver against your naked body in the disgraceful manner of an epileptic Spanish pit bull is disgraceful and most unladylike. Our animalistic yelps have disturbed numerous house guests, hosts, and servants alike, not to mention prevented me from sampling and complimenting immeasurable appetizers and dinner servings during your frenzied displays of lust and moral abandonment. It is for these reasons that I must thank you for your invitation to the racetrack's opening day. Oh, how the sight of the galloping animals stirs the poet in my heart. But decline to your infamous pattern of decadent behavior. It's my aunt's birthday that weekend as well. Sincerely, Archduchess Juliet Twimbley.